This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 57 of a 260-chapter series covering the happenings and the folks who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. Frank Fitzsimmons in his 25-year series from the banks of the Ocklawaha covered the early history of the community, so we take up where Fitz left off. The incredulous reaction of the people when they read John Scholar's April Fool edition of the Western Carolina Tribune in 1965, well, the man who was in most shock and probably heartbroken was the editor emeritus of the paper, my friend Noah Hollowell. I lived in Hendersonville long enough ago to have the good fortune of knowing Mr. Noah Hollowell. He came from Chowan County to attend Mars Hill College, and in 1908, in the summertime, he came to Hendersonville and got a job as a reporter on the old French broad Hustler. Over the next several years, he was involved in politics and even worked as a reporter for the Asheville Citizen for a while. And in 1919, he ended up buying the old French broad Hustler and changed the name of the paper to the Hendersonville News, which he published until 1927, when he sold it to the Times and it became the present-day Times News. Noah Hollowell was always involved with development of farming, the curb market, savings and loan groups. For a while, he served as president of the American Bank and Trust Company here. He became involved in the publishing of a publication called Hollowell's Mountain Farmer and maintained this activity until 1936, when he became involved with the Western Carolina Tribune, a locally weekly paper which permitted him to continue his emphasis on farming and also to cover some local news items generally not covered by the Daily Times News. Noah Hollowell was the most active person in promoting rural development and agriculture. If there was a meeting to discuss the organization of an apple festival, a Western Carolina fair, the Ag Workers Council, community development clubs, you could be sure Noah Hollowell would be present and then would promote the activity in his weekly newspaper. He never missed meetings of the Chamber of Commerce or the Merchants Association. And wherever you were, even at the middle of Main Street, Mr. Noah always had the time to exchange a few words on what we need to do to make Hendersonville a better place. In 1962, after publishing the Tribune for 26 years, and after being in and out of local newspapering since 1908, at age 76, he sold the paper to John Scholar, but he agreed to continue his editorial column, Wait a Minute, and to accept the title for the masthead of Editor Emeritus. Exercising infinite patience, as all his associates well knew, he and John Scholar, who was an unbridled maverick, managed to get along. Every person who ever worked with Mr. Noah remembers his kindness and tolerance. Lucille Ray trained under Mr. Noah and then later worked out her career at the Times News, and she could name many other associates who had the good fortune to apprentice under Mr. Noah. I never discussed that 1965 edition of his old paper with him. That would have been as cruel as John was in using some of those maligning and cruel prank jokes. But I'm sure he suffered much from comments he was bound to have heard after that edition of his old paper was published. But most illustrative of his understanding character, he continued to work with and try to help John for another 5 years until he retired in 1970 at age 84. At the time Mr. Hollowell retired and moved to be with his daughter in Mars Hill, Scholar sold the newspaper to Lawson Braswell, who was also the owner of the Daily Times News. Scholar continued to work with the paper as Braswell developed the weekly paper into a three-county paper, one section called the Trans-Tribune for the Brevard area, and another serving the Tryon-Landrum-Columbus area. The paper continued to publish through 1971, when Braswell simply elected to stop its publication and concentrate his total time to the Times News. One of the most enjoyable Kiwanis meetings I ever attended, Mr. Hollowell was describing the moving of the old Walter Stepp Funeral Home house on King Street across the street for the use of the Miller family at Miller's Laundry and Cleaners. In the course of the speech, Mr. Hollowell was describing the use of a winch to pull the building along on rollers. And he said, "Every man deserves a good winch." Well, those dirty old Kiwanians related to a W-E-N-C-H and roared with laughter. Mr. Noah, who was one of the great kingpins in the First Baptist Church and probably was not even familiar with a W-E-N-C-H, and he never realized what all that laughter was about. Another great person known to this seventh child who was born here, had the good sense never to leave, and who had a job he loved for the past 50 years. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.